This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes for the Hearts Advertiser. Wings in the dark, the secret migration of birds at night. It all started with a tweet, not a real bird tweet, but a tweet on the social media app Twitter. It read, "Well, blow me down, two groups of common scoter heard calling in the dark from my back garden at 9:31 p.m. and 9:37 p.m. And there it was, like a line cast to a waiting fish, a simple message from a nearby fellow birder, and I was hooked. I rushed outside, it now being quite late and completely dark, and after a nervous wait with ears bent to the skies, at 10:50 p.m, I picked out the calls of my first flocks of common scoters flying north over my garden. It's difficult to describe the thrill, in part made up of the knowledge that these were sea ducks, spending the winter in huge rafts of thousands off our coasts, the last bird I would expect to record over my garden. In part two, the excitement came from the sense of a new door being opened in my birding experience. If this most unlikely of birds was flying over on an early April evening, what else might also be chancing it over my suburban patch? This is the question at the heart of a growing new trend in that ancient hobby of birdwatching. Known as NOCMIG, short for nocturnal migration, an increasing number of birdwatchers are becoming nighttime listeners too, as the sheer variety of bird life moving over our gardens at night becomes revealed. In many ways, it is nothing new and should really be obvious. If thousands of birds that were in the south suddenly appear in the north and we didn't see them move, then logically they must have done so at night. However, what is new is that more and more people are recording these movements and, with access to better technology and social media, are able to quickly share and confirm their findings. With the first report of common scoters flying over Hadfield in Derbyshire on the 31st of March, a huge and spontaneous citizen science project was sparked. Over a period of four nights, hundreds of people across the UK reported hearing scoters flying over their gardens in the dark. This allowed a basic mapping of the scoters' movement on a scale not achieved before, and gives a significant insight into the movement of thousands of these birds northwards over our country at this time of year. Of course, it's not just scoters that migrate at night. Many people will have heard the thin seep calls of redwing, a small thrush, on winter's nights as they return to the UK from their Scandinavian breeding grounds. Since first going out to listen to the scoters, I have added 11 new species to my garden bird list, among them migrating waders such as whimbrel and oystercatcher, but also some local birds, ducks, moorhens, coots, and even a little grebe. All these birds I've heard quite clearly as they navigate their way in the dark, but many birders are taking it a step further and actually recording the sounds over their house at night. This, of course, allows them not to be present and to simply analyse the recordings the following day. As a result, there is a whole new body of data building as to the variety and number of birds flying overhead at night. It turns out that moorhens, coots and little grebes move around quite a lot, or at least they are very noisy when they do so. Of course, it helps if you are already familiar with these birds' daytime calls, and most of the time they sound pretty similar at night. However, many birds do have specifically nocturnal calls, and that is where it can help to listen to others' recordings to identify what you heard. Inevitably, it is never possible to identify every sound, and I have a growing list of unknown calls. Who knows, some of them might even be the local cat. What is clear is that never before has there been a better time to explore this new frontier of birdwatching. With fewer trains and planes, quieter roads and streets, sitting outside at night under the stars has become more peaceful and tranquil than ever. If you find yourself unable to sleep one night, give it a go. You may not hear any birds, but I'm sure it will be therapeutic.